Welcome to the Wine Trails Podcast from Artisan Wine Tours, Sonoma Valley, California. With more than 500 wineries in Northern California, it can be difficult for a winery to stand out. In the Sonoma Valley, the Gunlack Bunchu Winery has had a zany way of catching the attention of wine buyers. From eye-catching posters to wild stunts like the day they hijacked Sir Richard Branson's bus, Gunlack Bunchu has established itself as one of the Valley's most unique wineries. Sixth-generation winery president Jeff Bunchu talked with William Cooley about the family's 150 years of winemaking history.
It was my great-great-great-grandfather, Jacob Gunlack, who came to San Francisco in 1851, a year to the day after he left Germany. He got on a boat with all his worldly possessions, got shipwrecked first off the coast of Africa, and then he got stuck in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and finally made it to San Francisco, where he promptly traded what he had and got in with a brewer and started making beer, eventually doing well enough to take over the brewery in 1854, and then coming here to buy the ranch that we're on.
Jacob bought 320 acres at the foot of the Mayacamas Mountains. He grew the winery in San Francisco to more than 250,000 cases a year, a sizable production by today's standards. In 1876, Jacob's daughter married Charles Bunchu, and eventually the son-in-law joined what would be known as the Gunlack Bunchu Winery. The winery thrived until that day in 1906.
This great 1906 earthquake, it destroyed the winery, destroyed everything. The story goes that water pipes had broken. And aside from the Gunlack Bunchu Winery, there were three other big wine warehouses all in a row. And the firefighters went directly to that part of the city and tried to use the wine to put out the fire.
Beyond the rubble of the earthquake, a shift in America's political landscape in the years that followed proved insurmountable. It was Prohibition. It wasn't until 1969 that Jeff's father, Jim Bunchu, began to transition the family farm in Sonoma back to winemaking.
He believed wine was going to be a big part of our future, and he set about making the wine sort of in the image of his ancestry, but with quite a bit of a different vision. Dad's vision was really to make wines that spoke of a single site, this estate vineyard, more in the model of what had become prevalent as the finest estate wineries in the world. And that's really what his vision was, and that's what we're working to realize today.
As serious as Jim was about making great wine, he also knew how to have a good time. During the early years of the winery's reinvention, he surrounded himself with a crew that embodied the spirit.
He was lucky enough to partner up with a winemaker that was kind of creative and crazy in his own way named Lance Cutler, and a sales manager named Jim McCullough that also had a really particular fine-tuned visions about the wine industry and what wine was supposed to be, and also how, you know, how much fun it could be. And that's really the environment that I grew up in, you know, that kind of irreverence that was never about not taking the product and the making of the product seriously and the effort that goes into it, but always about making sure that at the end of the day you recognize it was for enjoyment and it was for fun.
Gunlack Bunchu also became known for one particular act of revelry.
We got wind that Richard Branson was going to be bringing a group of travel writers to help promote his nonstop service with Virgin Atlantic. And with their help, we got with his PR person and the bus driver, who were the only two people that knew that this was going to happen, on the bus. And so the last stop of the day, so they thought, was Domaine Carneros. And unbeknownst to them, one of our people just fell in with him. And they had been to about three wineries before. They had no clue that he wasn't with them. And he got back on the bus with him, sat down. And as soon as the bus started moving, he disappeared into the bathroom on the bus. And he knew right about when they were crossing the Sonoma County border. He went up to the front, commandeered it, and we had rented a helicopter. I was driving an open-top Jeep with two caped guys in the back. And we pulled in front of the bus, and I was doing S-turns to slow him down. The helicopter was, like, flying around. And we took him, you know, we deviated and brought him up here and made them sort of anoint the virgins. We had a couple, a man and a woman, in a bathtub. They had to go behind the cave here and pour a little Zinfandel on the virgins, you know. And they had a good time. I'm sure he'll remember it, Richard Branson, because his mother was there, and his mother loved it.
In addition to its employees' legendary exploits, the winery also started an equally playful marketing campaign anchored by several highly recognizable posters.
I think the first one was the Sonoma Valley Sobriety Test #1. If you can't say Gunlack Bunchu Gewurztraminer, you shouldn't be driving. picturing my grandmother in an old beat-up Kaiser being pulled over by a policeman in the vineyard. Now, that one we've updated for the 150th. We have the sobriety test number two. The car has been completely redone, and my dad is now driving it with my grandmother's flowered hat, and it's a woman police person pulling him over, and it says, if you can't say Gunlock Bunch You Sesquicentennial, you shouldn't be driving. Those posters were always sort of inspired by things that were going on in that contemporary time. And the almond growers of California, the co-op, had been really pushing the two cans a day is all we ask. So we got all the restaurant community in Sonoma in front of the city hall and got them all to hold up two fingers or two bottles. And it had kids in the poster. So the kids weren't holding wine. They were just holding up two fingers. But it did say, two bottles a day is all we ask. And in hindsight, in this age of moderation, maybe that was a little rough.
And as the company looks forward to its future, its goals are still very similar to those that Jim Bunshew had when he brought the winery back to business in the 1970s.
It really is to keep Gunlock Bunshew relevant as a fine wine producer from Sonoma, and then to build on that success in ways that allow us to, you know, keep the business operating, but also keep a smile on our face.
Hi, this is Lynn Durling with Artisan Wine Tours, Napa Valley in Sonoma County, California. The next time you're planning a trip to the wine districts of Northern California, feel free to check out our website, artisanwinetours.com, for fabulous suggestions and feature stories on terrific places to visit. For a luxurious, personalized wine tour planned just for you, give us a call at 877-414-2021. Artisan Wine Tours, intimate wine and culinary adventures, your path, your style.